There are nearly 20 million college students in the United States. 40% will stop going to church during college. 50% will never return. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is seeking to meet this challenge through LCMSU. Why? Because 100% of college students matter to God and to His church. College is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. LCMSU. Check us out at lcms.org/lcmsu.
If you call,
I will answer.
If you fall,
I'll pick you up.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Tuesday afternoon. It is the 10th of March, and in the last few minutes left to us here in this broadcast day, we're going to go through some of the comments on the Issues Etc. comment line, get to as many of them as we can. This is a line that we leave open for our listeners, all of our listeners, but especially our beloved on-demand listeners. They're listening weeks, months behind, and that means they don't have an opportunity in real time to join the conversation with questions, comments, any kind of suggestion. So we want to give them that opportunity. It's the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8382, 618-223-8382. Use it anytime. Show suggestions, criticism. If you want to add to a conversation that you may be listening to, it's never too late. 618-223-8382. Let's begin with a question about contemporary worship.
My name is Steve. I was just listening to a pre-recorded program directed at helping former evangelicals and talk about issues that they would deal with. For instance, vestments was the topic for today. I was curious, as an LCMS member for about 6 or 7 years, I've gone to several LCMS churches. The one that I go to now does have a contemporary worship service as their leader service, which sends little shivers up me, up my spine. And I was curious as to the LCMS's, the uniformity of the churches. I guess each church has their ability to address such things as that. And I wasn't sure why this particular church does that, but other churches I've gone to do not. And I am just curious about that. Thank you very much. Bye.
Well, it's a very good question. It's really actually a rather pressing question. What you're really asking there is, why the inconsistency? Why do some Lutheran congregations, and let's just for the sake of argument say they all say they believe the same thing. They all claim to believe the same thing, hold to the same confession, the same dedication to the Lutheran confessions, to all of those things. Why does one church worship one way and another worship in a very different way? Not just in a slightly different way, but in a very different way. Why does one hold to the historic liturgy and the other one has abandoned it almost entirely and worships more like, say, a Baptist or kind of quasi-Pentecostal church? Or, more oddly, I'm sure you've run across this, you might have mentioned it there, the same church does both things. Now, some people would say diversity, trying to be able to appeal to all different people at every different level, but it is inconsistent, isn't it? I mean, there's something that we sense when a church says, we believe X, Y, and Z, and therefore we worship in this way. And another church that says, we also believe X, Y, and Z, and therefore we worship in an entirely different way. That kind of inconsistency shouldn't exist if they really believe the same things. And that's the real debate of the worship war. Do we really believe the same things? By the way, I've written an article on this called Behind the Music, the Real Worship War, that I'll send to anybody if you just send me an email, todd@issuesetc.org, and it explains it in a little more detail. So what's the explanation? First of all, let's be quite clear that a lot of congregations will engage in contemporary worship. Some of them will even just abandon the historic liturgy altogether and just do nothing but contemporary worship, but most of them try and do a little bit of both. They do it with the best of intentions. They do it saying this is a good way to reach out to people who are unfamiliar with the church. they don't know what our liturgy is all about. And so when they come in, we want them to feel a little more comfortable about it. So their intentions, I don't think their intentions are bad at all. Their intentions are to reach the lost, that more would hear the gospel. I've yet to come across a pastor or congregation that engages in contemporary worship out of spite or something like that. That would be weird, evil. But to say, look, we genuinely want to reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, we need to separate intentions from the actual thing they're doing. People do a lot of things from good intentions that they shouldn't do. To me, it comes down to this. If we say we believe something, then that belief ought to inform what we do, our practice, on Sunday morning. And the same belief can't inspire two completely different practices, one that emphasizes the preached word and the sacraments, and the other one that emphasizes your personal experience and entertainment. The same belief doesn't bring about two different practices. It doesn't do it. It's the old law of prayer. They say lex orandi, lex credendi. That is, the law of prayer is the law of faith. But if you want more on this, send me an email, todd@issuesetc.org. You can read that article absolutely free called Behind the Music, The Real Worship Wars. Up next, a question about the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod pastor, Dr. Matthew Becker of Valparaiso University, who holds unscriptural positions on creation, the fall into sin, inerrancy, scripture, ordination of women, and homosexuality.
Hello, this is Mark from South Dakota calling about the recent discussion you had regarding the Dr. Becker situation. And I had a couple of comments and then a question. First, I am not LCMS, but I don't think it's an exaggeration to say the future of the LCMS denomination is at stake here. The reason why is false teaching is like a cancer whose aim is to destroy the body. So, do you think you could be a professor at a, say, PCUSA college or an ELCA college and hold to a six-day creation, hold to inerrancy? No, and that's because once false teaching gains root, its goal, desire, is to kill the true teaching. And another comment I have is it always disturbs me with liberals like that. Within Dr. Becker's front door, I'm sure in the radius of, say, 5 to 10 miles, there's probably half a dozen, 10, 15, 20 churches who he could fit in greatly, whose beliefs correspond with what he believes, but he's not content to go there. His aim or desire would be to see the LCMS church change. Why would you want to do that if there's lots of churches that would be in readily agreement with the things you are teaching? Then the question I'd have would be regarding the discipline or the lack of discipline. I think that's the most concerning thing of all to me looking in, which is why I say I think the very future of the LCMS is at stake. It's not that there's one guy who holds these views. That always happens. Every denomination has to battle that. It's that you have a district that doesn't see fit to discipline him, seems to think those things are okay. So the question would be, let's say that you are able to discipline properly Dr. Becker at Synod. Well, what happens to the district? Even if Dr. Becker is disciplined, there's still an entire district out there that, I guess in a sense, should they be disciplined? I mean, you have an entire district that doesn't seem to have a problem with those teachings and think that's okay. So any comments you would have on that would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Well, I don't think I could have said it better myself. The only thing I would correct here is that given our current system of doctrinal discipline, we're not able to discipline from the synodical level, that is from the highest hierarchical level. And I would say that not every pastor and congregation in the Northwest District, which is the one that oversees Dr. Becker and permits his errors, not every pastor and congregation by a long shot supports Dr. Becker's teaching or don't want to see him disciplined. The leadership, they don't seem to want to see him disciplined very much. That's what it looks like. Look, I'm a simple-minded person, and this is how I look at it. False teaching hurts people. False teaching doesn't save. No one is ever saved by false teaching, but perhaps only in spite of false teaching. But it hurts people. It robs people of assurance, of the truth of the gospel, ultimately, if it is allowed to have its way. You're right that false teaching has a goal, and that is to destroy the body. And the way it destroys the body is by robbing people of the assurance of God's promises in Jesus Christ. And every false teaching, either directly or indirectly, does this. So this is the need for church discipline. You're quite right. Every denomination has to deal with it. And it's kind of a come to Jesus moment for mine on this one, too. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll have Dr. Jeff Mallison answer the question, is your church spiritual enough? And we'll look forward to Sunday morning in the one-year lectionary with Pastor David Peterson. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Do you want a church with a rockin' band and a sermon series to help you live a better life? It's not here. Bethany Evangelical Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights offers authentic, historic Christianity to a world awash in fads and entertainment, and offers forgiveness of sins to people overwhelmed with guilt and shame. Join us Sundays at 9:30 on Old Collinsville Road in Fairview Heights, Illinois, to receive the life-giving gifts of God with us. Find out more online at bethanylcms.org.